What are we doing there? So let's begin with understanding the source for the fire in Avdallah, and then we'll understand the hands in Avdallah, and then, as an offshoot, being that we're holding 18 days away from Yom Kippur, scary, isn't it? We're 18 days away.
Exactly. So
we'll also discuss Yom Kippur's Avdallah, which is slightly different when it comes to the fire. The Medrash says that when Adam sinned, the anniversary of that is Rosh Hashanah, right? He was taken to justice then, and that's why on Rosh Hashanah God judges us again. That's the first justice. The first judgment was when Adam sinned and God judged him, and somehow he came out victorious. He came out living, not dead. So that was Friday afternoon. And when Friday night came, the sun set. So Friday the late afternoon, Adam sinned with the grapes, the forbidden fruit. And corresponding to that, we make Kiddush on wine. We take the same grapes that he sinned on, and we sanctify Shabbos with them. And that night, Adam saw that the beautiful luminary, the sun he had set. And he was certain that the world was made into a dark place because of his sin. And he spent all of that Shabbos night, all of that Friday night, weeping and begging God, give me back the sun. And then the next morning the sun rose. So Adam understood, oh, this is nature. The sun rises. Sunrise, sunset. He understood. He sang a song in honor of God, Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat. The song in honor of Shabbos that had come to his protection. Shabbos had said, God, you blessed me. God says, I blessed the Shabbos, I gave it sanctity. So Shabbos came in Adam's trial, and Shabbos said, you said I'm a blessed day. This is my blessing. The first death in the world is going to be on Shabbos. One of the claims was Shabbos's claim. So Shabbos passes and comes Matzei Shabbos. And the sun sets again. But this time Adam's not crying, right? Adam knows. This time he figured it out. And God reveals to Adam on Matzei Shabbos what flint is. That you could take rocks, clash them together, make fire, and have light. In commemoration of that revelation, where God had a beam come down and shine before Adam, and he took the rocks and made fire, and then he put his hands out to the fire and he said, I have light, I can see. Every Matzei Shabbos, we make a blessing over this capacity that we have to light a fire, to have light other than from the sun. Over that, we make the blessing on Matzei Shabbos, Borei Morei Aish. God, you gave us light. And just as Adam extended his hands to the fire to see, wow, I have light, I can see, so do we extend our hands to the fire. That's the simple understanding which we learned in Pirkei Rav Eliezer approximately 3 years ago. It's in the beginning chapters of Pirkei Rav Eliezer. The Medrash says that. Now, technically the halacha says when we make the blessing over a fire, we have to be close enough to derive some kind of benefit from the fire. So the Kabbalists say when you look, when you raise your hands to the fire, cover your thumb, and look at your fingernails. So you're looking at your fingernails, you can see the difference between the white and the red, you can see where your fingernails reach. So then when you look at your fingernails, that's something that that discernment you can't have without having a little bit of light. And then you're having light, you're enjoying the light of the fire. Technically, you don't really have to enjoy it, you just have to be close enough to enjoy it. But preferably, you should derive some kind of benefit from the fire. So the Kabbalists say, it's not just extending the hands to the fire like Adam did, but derive some kind of benefit. Look at your fingernails, and according to Kabbalah, you're not supposed to see your thumb. That's why the thumb is injected into the palm, and you cover it with your fingers and look at them. Some people do this and then that. I don't know where that comes from.
We're thanking God for light.
We're thanking God for the capacity to make light other than the sun. Borei Morei Aish. The one who's making the blessing on Abdullah is saying Abdullah on our behalf as well. And he makes the blessing, Borei Morei Aish, Hashem who created the lights that are within fire. That's the blessing of Abdullah every Matzei Shabbos.
Most people know this.
I don't know. So that's that's the Havdalah every Matzei Shabbos. When it comes to Yom Kippur, so then it's a totally different blessing on the fire. For Yom Kippur, we are not allowed, we are not supposed to light a new fire. Preferably, we take a fire that's been lit from before Yom Kippur, we leave a Nel Zikaron, we leave a candle that stays lit from before Yom Kippur all the way till after Yom Kippur, or else we borrow from a neighbor who did that, we've forgotten, and we make the blessing Borei Moreh Esh. And the idea is that the blessing on fire, Matzei Yom Kippur, is different than the blessing on fire every Matzei Shabbos. Every Matzei Shabbos, we're thanking God for the capacity to make fire. And on this, on Matzei Yom Kippur, says the Mishnah Berurah, every Matzei Shabbos we're commemorating that the capacity to make fire was really on Matzei Shabbos given to Adam when he knocked two stones together. And that's why we could knock two stones together or strike a match to make the fire over which we will make our blessing. But on Matzei Yom Kippur, we are thanking God we had a day that was holier than other Yamim Tovim. Every Yom Tov, if you want to cook on Yom Tov, you could take a match, put it in a fire, turn on the stove and put the match in that fire. You could transfer fire from place to place. On Yom Kippur, it's not that way. On Yom Kippur, it's holier than the other days, and we are prohibited from lighting fire on Yom Kippur. Right. So to commemorate that point, that the fire was prohibited on Yom Kippur, different than all other holidays, we make a blessing, Borei Moreh Ha'esh, over the fire that rested on Yom Kippur, the fire that I did not use. We take a fire that we had all of Yom Kippur, and we did not use it as we would use it every other Yom Tov. So that's why the flame that we make a blessing on at the end of Yom Kippur, even though it seems it's the same blessing, it's a totally different concept. On Motzei Shabbat, we're thanking God for the creation of fire, that capacity that He gave us. And on Motzei Yom Kippur, we're denoting the fact that Yom Kippur was holier than any other holiday. We do not pass fire from fire to fire on Yom Kippur. And we make the blessing over the fire, over a fire that we had on Yom Kippur, but did not use by passing it, we did not pass from fire to fire. Correct. Clear? On this point?
Wait, you're not explaining the light?
I don't know.
Can you clarify this a little
bit? Just a second, yeah?
What do? You light the candle before Yom Kippur?
And you leave it lit through Yom Kippur?
And that's that you use only dark for that candle?
Correct. So we light a Ner Neshama. That's why most Jewish homes have a Ner Neshama on Yom Kippur. It's also, the custom is we leave it in the couple's bedroom as a reminder that on this night they're not allowed to be together. We leave a candle lit there. But technically it doesn't have to be the same candle. And usually, I mean, what happens is some people in the building forget, and some people in the building it goes out, and some people in the building the kids blow it out. So usually you take from one another. It's enough that you borrow, you could borrow someone else's. It doesn't have to be by you. That's basically the halacha. Yeah, you should have your own Ner Neshama, candle that stays 24 hours. Yeah, David, you want to explain why we do this?
Okay, so there's 12 segments of the four fingers and two thumbs. So the 12 oblique the two, which is Esau and Ishmael. So the 12 tribes oblique Esau and Ishmael.
Very nice. Yeah, Yishakach, so, thank you.
So I'm just going to add to that first one more question. I also heard that when you light your nails, it reminds you of, because Adam, his whole body was supposed to be like our nails, correct?
Covered with a layer, yeah.
Right. So it shows us like, at a commemorative where it shows what it's going to be like, the day's Mashiach or something like that.
Okay, yes, that.
We're all going to be like this.
Mm-hmm. Like, no, I don't know if that's coming or happening. But my question is,
say this again.
Say that's my question. Is it a mitzvah to derive life from the, to derive something from the light?
You should have some benefit from it. Technically, if you didn't, it's also okay. But you should.
It's okay if, like, say you're at the back of the room and you go like this and you get nothing.
Well, right, because technically if the lights were off, there's enough light there that you would get something from it. Right now, you don't. Right.
Okay. So, Adam's body was like our physical light. Was that like our physical light?